Marconi, if you could make your comments for 5 minutes, I would appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, madam. Well, first of all, I think you are referring to stakeholders. Who are we talking about? We are talking about, I believe, the public sector, the authorities, the governments from importing countries. We are talking about the same responsible stakeholders from exporting countries. By the way, our organization, the ICCO, the International Cocoa Organization, is organized in two groups with exporting and importing countries. And I think it's key to have both groups cooperating, talking to each other. So the importance of policy dialogue before establishing rules. And then you, my neighbor here referred to the necessity of a dialogue first. But a third group of stakeholders is equally extremely important. We should not discuss and negotiate among officials or government representatives. We really need to have this discussion together with the private sector, because at the end, they are the ones buying the products, or either exporting or importing or distributing. That being said, so the importance of policy dialogue between public and private stakeholders, I would say that the importing countries have a specific responsibility in supporting the efforts of the producing countries, and also directly the producers of our products, being cocoa, coffee, or palm oil, or rubber, in particular strengthening the capacities of those small producers. We have, I think, insisted enough on the role of smallholders. The bargaining power of the smallholders is close to nil if they are not organized. So supporting farmers, association, cooperatives, etc., is absolutely key, in addition to, of course, injecting as much as possible funds to facilitate investment. From the exporting countries, I think there is really a lot of work to do. I can speak of only cocoa, but I mean, it's not normal that when you are in the middle of the bush in Africa, you see someone working in a plantation. This someone has no identity or no papers, no birth certificates, no, you don't know who he is, who she is. He or she is working in a plantation. The ownership of the plantation is unknown. The land owner is different from the owner of the plantation. Mm-hmm. The one exploiting the plantation is the third one, and then you have a worker. So who is doing what? So the registration, land tenure, land reform, identification of actors is absolutely key. And I would add there, again, talking about digital solution, et cetera, I think it's also very important to have those smallholders connected to the rest of the world, in particular with internet connection. And if we want to develop digital and smartphone-based applications, we need a network. So that's, I would say, two priority. Of course, there are many others. Recently, Côte d'Ivoire, the largest cocoa producers in the world, wanted to boost the registration of the cocoa producers. They linked that to the medical cover. So they told the farmers, if you get registered, your medical insurance will be automatically covered by the state. So it's a very nice incentive. So there are a lot of initiatives that are very positive and taking place. Mm-hmm. And finally, private sector, I would say stop greenwashing. Stop producing very nice and glossy sustainability report and pay a better price to the farmer. I think that really the proof of the pudding is in the eating, so please pay better. You know, when you buy a tablet of chocolate, the value of cocoa is 5-6%. So what will be the difference for you as a big confectionery, as a big brand, as a big chocolate maker to add 2-3%? You almost double the price of the cocoa, and at the end, the consumer will pay 2-3% more. So that's really, I believe, the core thing. And of course, they can continue all their nice sustainability programs and investing in producing countries, but I really think that the commercial aspect of the cocoa trade is absolutely key. At also collective level, I think we should, and we at ICCO, we are working as much as we can with the organized private sector through the World Cocoa Foundation or the European Cocoa Association to have a good policy dialogue with the private sector. Thank you.
Well, excellent points.